farmers have always been the stewards of the land. But what does that mean? Well, at Agassiz Seed and Supply, we believe that means your soil and nutrients stay on your land, keeping weeds under control, while giving a little back to old Mother Nature. And that's why we offer a full line of cover crops for any soil condition, keeping you and your soil protected. Visit agassizseed.com to find a dealer near you.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. Well, in the race to net zero, and everybody's going to want to do that, all of the politicians, all of the major corporations are saying, hey, we're going to be net zero by such and such a year. Well, they all have to use what's called a carbon intensity score. Well, guess who's come up with a carbon intensity calculator? The American Coalition for Ethanol. We're going to talk about that here right now with a guy who's shaped South Dakota's corn industry, the founder and president of the South Dakota Corn Growers, South Dakota Corn Checkoff Program, founder and president of Dakota Ethanol, and people refer to him as the godfather of South Dakota ethanol, Ron Alverson. Oh. Do you like it when people call you that?
That's pretty dang generous. but I better take any, you know, I welcome the recognition, but I certainly can't take all the credit. That's for sure. There's a big group of us that pushed this forward. So
yeah, it takes a community, as they say. And yeah, there's a lot of guys both nationally and in every state, every corn growing state has an agenda for more ethanol. All right. Well, the American Coalition for Ethanol has introduced a new carbon intensity calculator. Is this for farmers or the public, or who is this for?
Well, you know, we introduced two versions, a simplified one that's kind of, you know, real basic, give you an idea of what can happen. And then the other one that's more specified is intended to be used by, you know, guys that really get deep into the weeds. You know, how can I really reduce the carbon intensity of both my ethanol plant and my corn farm? So it's got all these factors that you enter, and you compare it to how California, the California Low Carbon Fuel Standard Market, how it looks at ethanol plants and corn farmers right now, and compares that to the U.S. Department of Energy GREET model, all that, the calculations they use to come up with those two metrics for plants and for corn farmers. And then you can enter your own numbers from your own ethanol plant or your own corn farm to see how you compare to U.S. Midwest average.
What is the Midwest average carbon intensity for corn production?
CARB calls it about 70 grams per megajoule, and you compare that to gasoline, which is about 100 grams per megajoule. So CARB says it's 30% below. The U.S. Department of Energy calls gasoline about 95 grams per megajoule, and it calls corn ethanol about 51 or 52 for a dry mill ethanol plant. So lots of difference between those two numbers. But the primary difference is that California still uses an old penalty for land use change of about 20 grams per megajoule, whereas the U.S. Department of Energy says, no, that's old data. We have better data. It shows it's under 10 grams per megajoule. So that's the big difference.
Boy, I guess. Tiny footprint of what regular gasoline is, a big flag to wave for corn ethanol. Why do you see there, or without getting into too much politics here, we steer away from politics on this show, but there seems to be yet another hurdle to leap as far as getting more ethanol into the nation's fuel supply, even to solve the short-term high gasoline prices. Just seems to be a reluctance to incorporate more ethanol.
You know, that's a really deep question, and unfortunately, there's a lot of politics involved. California doesn't like the idea of having all these carbon reduction credits generated by the Midwest. So they would rather keep their carbon prices high and stimulate EVs out there. They don't like the idea of sending all that money to the Midwest for these carbon reductions made from ethanol and even biodiesel and renewable diesel. So it's a political thing in California, and you can kind of understand that. It's a state program. Now, what we really need is a Midwest program for a low-carbon fuel standard so we can shape that for a Midwest, mm-hmm. and give full credit where for the low carbon farming practices as well as ethanol plant farming or ethanol plant carbon reduction. credit. So
you bet. All right. Well, there's a lot of education that needs to happen. But hey, clean energy, a lofty goal, but that's something that ethanol can provide right now. Seems to be a reluctance to incorporate that.
Yeah. You know, the Department of Energy current GREET model says that the corn part of the total carbon intensity of corn ethanol is about half and half. Half of the emissions come from making to the manufacture of ethanol from corn at the ethanol plants, and the rest from what's done on the corn farm. And they don't allow any accounting for the corn farmer. So they take what's called a Midwest average, and it frequently penalizes. It doesn't give credit for those really good, sharp operators out there that are doing all the good low-carbon production practices. And if they did that, you know, there'd be thousands of producers out there would have a carbon intensity score of about half what Midwest average is. So we think that's a big opportunity to get that incorporated in not only California, but any future low-carbon fuel standard in any other state that might start one.
Absolutely. Or any organization, corporation, Fortune 500 company that wants to get on that path to net zero by a certain specified year.
It could mean big money for corn farms. You know, California's typically been about, say, $100 to $200 per ton of CO2 out there.
Mm-hmm.
A good corn farm that is a low-carbon corn farm that does those good production practice could earn about $100 per acre on low-carbon activities. So it's a big incentive for us if we could get a good program in the Midwest.
Visit with Ron Alverson of South Dakota. You, Ron, you are at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop in Minneapolis, and I understand you just got done with a walkthrough demonstration of how this carbon calculator works. How did people receive it?
It was good. You know, it had really good questions from the audience, and I think it opened up a lot of eyes to the potential to reduce the carbon intensity of corn ethanol, even down to net zero. You know, one of the things our industry is talking about a lot now is carbon capture and sequestration from ethanol plants. And that will reduce the carbon intensity at an ethanol plant, you know, 60 to 70% of what it is now. So a lot of talk of that and, you know, a great big number to capture that and sequester it and stuff. And even in North Dakota is where a lot of it's talking about being sequestered. So
it is a another opportunity to preach, and right now you and I are preaching to the choir. It's mostly farmers listening, but there's a lot of education that needs to happen, as you mentioned, in California and across the country and across the world for reaching the clean energy or the carbon intensity score that everybody is working towards. So, well, how do farmers, how can folks utilize the carbon intensity calculator that the American Coalition for Ethanol and you guys have put forward?
Yeah, you can just open up the calculator. You go to the ACE website, and under the carbon tab, I believe, there's a link to the calculator. They've got a simplified calculator and then a more detailed calculator. And I would suggest to go to the detailed calculator for a farmer that knows his input numbers really well. And they can go in and put in their yield and their if they're involved with an ethanol plant, call them up and ask how many gallons per bushel that you get out of your process there. Stick that number in there and then put in your diesel fuel use and your biofuel use and your fertilizer use and your fertilizer manufacturing practices, and you come up with a new score. And there's even a link to a soil carbon calculator called the Michigan State University Greenhouse Gas Calculator, and you can put in your yield and your tillage practices, and it will come on. It will spit out an estimate of the your sequestration from your yield and from your tillage practices, and you can stick that in there and come up with a corn calculator or come up with a carbon intensity for your corn farm, and it will show you the value of that based on the price of CO2 in California. So it's an eye opener. You know, a lot of guys can generate $100 an acre, so I invite people to use that.
Boy, for sure. All right. The American Coalition for Ethanol, thank you for that. Ron Alverson, thank you for the visit. Hey, how's the corn crop on the Alverson farm so far now in the middle of June?
It looks okay, a little bit behind, but we didn't suffer from the wet weather early. It's pretty cool, though, as you know, as it was in North Dakota, I'm sure, in South Dakota.
Yeah.
And but we're off to a little bit of a slow start, but it's catching up quick now with this heat that's moving in.
Well, growing degree days, we've been asking for those, and it looks like they're coming this weekend. So, Ron,
I hope so.
Ron, thank you so much for the visit, and best of luck with the 2022 corn crop, and thank you for the great work you do.
Well, thank you, Mac. I appreciate that. You have a good one now. Bye.
Will do. Bye-bye. And there you have a little more info on the American Coalition for Ethanol's Carbon Intensity Calculator to showcase ethanol's ability to reach net zero and net negative greenhouse gas emissions, both on the farm and at area ethanol plants. So, and oh boy, just what a great honor to visit with Ron Elverson, a South Dakota, the godfather of South Dakota corn. He's founder of the South Dakota Corn Growers and the ethanol plants there in his neighborhood. So, and still on the board and president there. So, great guy. Thank you, Ron, for the work you do. Thank you for listening to Farm Talk today. We'll be back tomorrow right here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio.